If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Hey, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America across the country on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and Smart Radio, too. How about that? Yeah, indeed. And around the globe on American Forces Radio as we count down to the summer games in Paris. But the soccer got underway this morning. And what nuttiness. I tell you, if Argentina's involved, there's craziness. Like we saw at Copa a couple of weeks ago, we had sheer nuttiness in Paris today as Morocco upset the Argentinians 2-1, but not before a lot of drama. Later on, Tyler Levine at about 40 past the hour will join us. Prior to that, we'll sweep the bottom of the hour with Greg Grunberg, the executive producer of a HBO original four-part series, a docuseries, Charlie Hustle and the Matter of Pete Rose. It debuts tonight on HBO, and so we look forward to it. They'll do two episodes tonight, two tomorrow, and then you can go to Max and you can get them on demand. I look forward to it. You know, I mean, listen, Pete Rose, all-time hit king. You know, my first question would be, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to just drill the guy, what will we learn new? Will we learn anything new? Pete Rose at 81. Is he going to live to see his name and his bust at Cooperstown? Will he ever get in? I mean, I would say not. And the reason is he was not contrite, in my opinion, quick enough. I mean, he eventually hemmed and hawed and came around and just, you know, he just didn't show any contrition in a timely fashion. And Commissioner Rob Manfred does not want to be the commissioner that lets him in. And what's crazy is because now Major League Baseball looks like the ultimate hypocrites because they're taking gambling money two-fisted, 10 fingers. They will take it through their 10 toes, too. They'll take it any way they can get it, and yet they ban the Hit King. So you could make the case that, you know, it was all part of it was illegal back then, and, you know, it's a different set of circumstances, but that seems semantical at best, does it not? But we'll start it off with DJ Shields. We'll talk some college and pro football. We'll go Texas bound. We've come back here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Coming right back.
You in the zone with it, on and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. All right, right back here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Tourette along the way as we talk to the world of sports. We got a full hour. We're going to run right to it. There is a ton to get to. Let's not waste any time. Put the two-minute offense in play. We're out of timeouts. Let's get him in here. DJ Shields down in Dallas-Fort Worth, and he joins us. DJ, what's going on?
Marty Tourette, what's happening, baby? I'm down here in Dallas, Texas. I wish I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, but, you know, we had that crazy time getting on a flight and getting them canceled. But you know what? I'm here. I'm ready to go. Let's talk some football.
Hey, American Airlines called me. They said your bags are ready to go, so you better head on over there.
Hey, man, I don't know if they're telling the truth, if they're lying. You know, one minute it's delayed. The next minute it's canceled. And the next thing you know, I'll send you a screenshot of this. They sent me something. They put me on a flight to Evansville, Indiana. And I said, what the hell? That's not where I'm going. So I'm out. I'll just go home, and we can do it from here.
You got it. Let's toss the football around here a little bit. You know, does it bum out Cowboy fans? You know, I know that they're one time America's team. Does it bum out the Cowboy Nation, so to speak, you know, that the team trains out in Oxnard, California? Why wouldn't they train right there in Dallas? Go do it at SMU. Of course, SMU's got practice coming up. Does it bother the fans there that you really don't have you really don't have training camp right there, even anywhere in the state, for crying out loud? Give me a quick hit on that.
I think so, man. I think, you know, everyone having to travel and make that long distance trip, it does put some dampers on things, because if it was here in Dallas, you would have the whole city out, and actually everyone from Texas. I don't know if there's a lot of Texas fans. We'll find out this year. But I think, you know, it does put a damper on things. And it would be a lot better if it was in Dallas. Even though I'm not a Cowboys fan, the fans would definitely like it.
Yeah, there you go. It's where we go. What's the buzz, though, there? I mean, it's still going to be Dak Prescott. They've got to, you know, listen, I mean, they've got the tools. They certainly the schedule, we won't have to go into it in detail. We'll do it at a later date. But, I mean, there is no reason why it should not be, I would think, a Eagles-Cowboys good old-fashioned arm wrestling match at the top of that NFC Eastern Division. Let's start right there.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like again this year. I think, you know, the Eagles and the Cowboys do have the best chance to win the division. But there is a sleeper. The Commanders with Jaden Daniels, this kid can play. I know a lot of people are putting him off. He's a first-year quarterback. But there have been some first-year quarterbacks in times that have came, and they've actually put their teams in a good situation to win and go into the playoffs. So don't sleep on the Commanders. However, I think – the Philadelphia Eagles are going to take the division. The Dallas Cowboys, they have Dak. He's having contract issues, which This always seems to be a thing, talking about money, and he hasn't won anything. He hasn't won a playoff, or he's won a playoff game, but he hasn't got past a certain time. He hasn't taken him to the Super Bowl, hasn't taken him to the NFC Championship. That's something the Eagles have done. Jalen Hurts has already done that in his young career. So I think the Cowboys are out as a division winner. I think the Eagles take it.
You know, what's interesting, though, not only will they fall, down a notch or two, and who knows, maybe the Giants come off the map, mat a little bit this year. We shall see. But if you look around the NFC, DJ, I mean, seriously, Detroit, is on the come. You got Green Bay and Jordan Love on the come. The Bears drafted well. They want to sell their fan base on the idea that they're going to be relevant and maybe a 9 or 10 win team. And I'm not going to deny them that hope. I think that may be right with the Chicago Bears. And that's not even going down south or out west. The Rams and Stafford could be a factor again. I mean, Dallas kind of gets lost somewhere among the top 10 teams in the league, but closer to 10 than they are even 4 or 5. I think they fall in that 5 to 10 team range. That's kind of odd, is it not, for those fans to swallow?
I think it is because, as a Cowboys fan, the Cowboys fans, they expect, because of the media, because of the hype every year, it's our year, it's the Cowboys' year, we're going to win the Super Bowl. It's always next, or this year, and then it just never happens. The same thing happens. It's the same letdown. So, I think the Cowboys fall, this is something we do agree on. I think, between the 8 and 10 range for me, the NFC is absolutely loaded. And they're going to keep reloading. They have great quarterback play. Not that Dak Prescott isn't a great quarterback, but he cannot seem to win the big game. And when they remember you as a quarterback, they remember if you could win the big game or if you just got to the first round and you got knocked out every time. That's it.
Yeah, DJ Shields talking some football, Cowboys, NFC East. All right, let's get to the Longhorns. Let's get to, obviously, you had SEC media days right there in Dallas. Season's right around the corner. I mean, they'll open with Colorado State at home, but everyone's got September 7th at Michigan. And then later on in the year, October 19th, they're going to host Georgia. My Lord, is college football going to be used here with the Longhorns' first year in the SEC. They start at Michigan with a huge national spotlight. Colorado State will be a glorified tune-up. And then they're going to jump right into they'll play a little bit of, UT San Antonio, Louisiana Monroe, but then they're going to just jump into it. They're going to have one SEC game against Mississippi State. Then they get a bye week before they take on Oklahoma right there in Dallas, and then Georgia the following week. Give me a hit on the Longhorns and just the groundswell in that market for them this year.
Hey, the Texas Longhorns, I'm going to stick with it. I said it in the beginning, and I will not go away from it the whole season. Texas will be the team to beat in the SEC. I think when they go to Michigan, Michigan lost several key players, whether it was to the NFL or to the transfer portal. They lost their coach. That's a huge hit. Even though I like their new coach, I think he'll do great. I think Texas goes to Michigan. I think they take care of Michigan pretty easily. And then, like you said, when they play Georgia, that's the game, right? Everybody knows Kirby Smart and his boys. They come to play football. They'll hit you in the mouth. They're fast. They're big. They're tough. They're strong. But we're in the great state of Texas, baby. We produce the best athletes in the country. When they come here, they're going to get hit in the mouth back. Texas wins that game. Texas wins the SEC. And it's going to be a tough, hard, long road. Some of these games are not going to be easy, but they'll find a way to win. They'll get it done. And they'll be in the national championship, and they will win the national championship.
I got to tell you, though, that game against Georgia, the only good thing that I can see is that it's at home. That is going to be a monster. That game with Georgia is going to be a monster, DJ.
Oh, that is going to be a monster. And I hope to hell, Marty, that I'm at that game. We're trying to get me there, so I would love to be at that game. Not only am I a Texas fan, but I love watching Georgia play and what they put on the field, the product they put on the field. These guys can play. Again, they're tough, they're smart, they're big, they're fast. Austin is going to be rocking when Georgia comes, when those Bulldogs come to town to take on these Longhorns and let these Longhorns knock their little ass out.
Hey, real quick, DJ, what about, Oklahoma beat Texas last year, 34-30, crazy game. Now the Red River rivalry has a whole nother element because they've now ascended to the heights of the Southeastern Conference. That rivalry will remain as well it should. it's going to have some extra juice this year because of the SEC in Oklahoma, and Brent Venables done a good job with that Texas Longhorn skin on their mantle from last year. That game is going to be huge again. It is every year, but this year I think a little more, little added juice to Oklahoma, Texas. Let me hear.
There's no doubt about that. You add you know, Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC, which is the biggest conference ever, right? You add these guys to the SEC, and it just makes for a heavyweight title fight, man. This is a huge, huge heavyweight title fight, and I think really whoever wins that game, and I'll stick with Texas. I don't want anybody to ever go back and say, oh, he said this. I'm sticking with Texas through it. I think they beat OU, but those games against Oklahoma, man, they're tough every year. You know, there was a lot of years where they took care of us and whipped our ass pretty good. So, but now going to the SEC, it has a lot of extra juice, like you said. There's a lot of eyes on it, the media, the television rights, everything is going down in the SEC. So it's going to be exciting to watch, and I can't wait to see that game too.
It's going to be great. Listen, we're out of time, buddy. We'll talk to you on the weekend. We appreciate you very much, DJ. Great job out of you, pal. Thank you.
All right, Marty. You have a good one.
You got it. Do a little NFC East and doubling back on Texas. The Cotton Bowl in Dallas will host on October 12th. It's going to be interesting for Texas because they've got Georgia the next week. I mean, that's just a gauntlet. That is an absolute gauntlet. And Oklahoma's got a bye week right before that game. So, and did I say Texas also had a bye week? I'll check that during the break. We'll come back. All right, we're going to talk to Greg Grunberg coming up, executive producer, HBO Sports, Charlie Hustle, Life and Times of Pete Rose. Is there anything new? We're going to find out with Greg coming up here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Talking the world of sports here as we roll along here, and it debuts tonight, HBO's original four-part sports documentary series, Charlie Hustle and the Matter of Pete Rose. So we look forward to this. Again, Mark Monroe, Emmy Award-winning executive producer, along with another executive producer would be Greg Grunberg. So we look forward to that. Now, the way it'll go, though, two episodes tonight, 9 to 10 Eastern, then 10 to 11 Eastern, then they'll come back with parts 3 and 4 tomorrow, same time. And then all four of the episodes will then drop and be available to stream tomorrow night on Max. So we look forward to it. And we all remember 1989. I mean, I was 29 years old at the time, and it was a scandal of all scandals. I remember being in Plant City, Florida that year, spring training, or maybe it was 88 the year before, and there was just, you know, there was just a media crush around the Reds and Charlie Hustle, the hit king, Pete Rose, and away we go. We are blessed to have Greg Grunberg, executive producer of this series, which docuseries, which I love, by the way, each and every one of them. Not every one of them, but I mean, I love the way that they cover sports like this. I mean, you know, ESPN, to their credit, they do a nice job as well, but this ought to be good. Greg, thanks for coming on. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Thanks for coming on here. iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio Worldwide, and American Forces Network. How are you, Greg? Thanks for popping on.
I'm doing really well. I thank you so much for having me on. It's exciting. It premieres tonight. Wait, so you didn't love every single minute of the doc? Come on.
No. I'm saying I love sports topics that are disseminated and reported like this, instead of little skinnies and a podcast here and a pod. There's some depth and there's some girth. Now, this puts the onus on you guys, though. What are we going to learn that perhaps we didn't know or were misled by either the, you know, baseball or Rose himself? And is there anything new that you can tease us with? Let's hear, Greg. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot new here. The whole reason why I took on this project and I chased down Pete with my partner Jeff, we had the ability to do it. We met him and I talked to Pete and I said, look, right now everybody thinks of Pete Rose and they think of gambling immediately. And the truth is, on paper, yes, you made mistakes and all of that, and you lied about it for years. But we never have heard from Pete. You've never seen Pete in a long form. I mean, you hit it on the head. And you hear everybody else talk about Pete Rose, talk about gambling, talk about how the world's changed, all of it. But this guy has been living this nightmare, we're still – here's the thing that's weird is we're still talking about Pete. Had he not gambled, would we still be talking about Pete the way we're talking about him now? At the Hall of Fame, maybe. But there's so much damage that he did to himself and to his family. And like I said, there, you know, he has a whole take on this, and hearing it from him and hearing a guy that in today's world, you know, there are very few people like this left. He's very unapologetic. He's very raw. He's funny. But he answers all the questions. And he's a very unreliable narrator to his own story. He gets in his own way. And I think that's why, in my opinion, he's not in the Hall of Fame. And so we are trying to get him into the Hall in the doc. You'll see that. And then we just go allegation by allegation by allegation and talk about his rich history. And then he answers, like I said, he answers every single question. He didn't duck anything.
I mean, I love this. Greg Grunberg is with us here. He's executive producer of the docuseries, which is live tonight on HBO again, 9 East and then 10 to 11, episodes 3 and 4 tomorrow, and then it's available on Max, which I absolutely love. All right, episode 1, the long shot. I love the subtitles, the dirty work, dirty and work. I think of Pete Rose colliding with Ray Fosse at home plate. No one was tougher. Charlie Hustle. Episode 3, one of one. And then episode 4 will be One Last Record. So he gets accused of a lot of things, one of which is killing Bart Giamatti. Well, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Bart Giamatti was a four-pack-a-day smoker. He had horrible health. I'm not going to go into his alcohol consumption. And yet they said the stress of Pete Rose and the Dowd thing and everything claimed the life of Bart Giamatti. I mean, at what point does Pete get a pass on at least some of this nonsense? Let me hear.
Yeah. I mean, Pete answers that, and it's brutal. There are brutal moments throughout this entire documentary where you see that Pete has had to answer that, not just back then, but over and over and over again. Also, you learn that Pete watched the team that he built, win the World Series from prison. I mean, there are moments that I forgot about. I forgot that he went to jail for tax evasion or tax fraud or whatever. But it's like there's so many things that this guy has gone through, and yet he is a guy who cares about baseball more than anything else. That's another thing that I took from this. He just wants, and it's in the trailer. He doesn't want to be an outsider looking in. For me, I feel so blessed that I was able to, I grew up I was born in the 60s, right? So this guy was a hero to me as a baseball player, a young baseball player. I've got two college baseball players, one finished and the other's still playing right now. So baseball is a big part of our lives. And when I was a kid, this was the model, it was like, you want to play the game right, you play like Pete Rose. It's a really tough thing, and for me that was the reason why I wanted to do this. Also, is because it's such an interesting subject. He's a polarizing figure, but it is undeniable that that man belongs on a plaque at the Hall of Fame, and it shouldn't be after he dies. It should be now.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, and I'm sure you guys, maybe you did, I doubt you touched on it, but how hypocritical does baseball look like right now? I mean, they're taking money two-fisted from DraftKings, FanDuel, MGM, you name a gambling site, they're taking the money, and then you got the all-time hit leader sitting on the sidelines. I mean, the hypocrisy is just so crazy. I think they're hell-bent on making sure that if and when they finally open the hallowed halls of Cooperstown, it's going to be after the man passes away, which I think is going to be absolutely kind of sick when you think about it. Give me a take on that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be cruel to do it afterwards. I really do. Or even with an asterisk. I think he deserves to go on the ballot again and let the Hall of Famers vote on whether he gets in or not. It's a different process now, I think. And I'm not exactly sure the absolute details of it, but another group has to vote. And you'll see time and time again in the documentary, these are the biggest stars in baseball history and the biggest reporters, and from Al Michaels to Leslie Visser. There's so many people that speak so highly of his game and his love of baseball. I mean, he belongs in the Hall for sure. It's very – that's the other thing about the doc is that it's – you're watching it and then all of a sudden an allegation and this happens, that happens. We shot in Philadelphia on the field. They brought the 80s team out and Pete was actually on the field. MLB agreed to do that, which was really nice. And he was a kid in a candy store back with the old team. I hung out in the hotel restaurant with all the old players and Pete, and just seeing him just come to life, man. And then we're out on the field and I pan down from DraftKings down to his jersey, and it's like, yeah, they are in business with baseball, but that doesn't mean that a player can bet on the game. So yes, there's two sides of it. Pete, he jokes, which he shouldn't, but he jokes. He's like, I guess I was ahead of my time. And it's like, well, Pete, you still can't bet on your team. And then he comes at you with, I bet on my team to win. Every manager should be passionate enough and confident enough. And if they bet on their team to win, then they're more invested. So everybody's got a different opinion about it. But again, the world is different now, so it's time. If they were able to change the way they have changed and accepted gambling as a business, then we need to make one more change and say, okay, this guy has done his time. It's not like he didn't pay the price. He did his time. So let's at least let him vote on him again.
Greg, let me just say one final area. We're up a couple of 3 minutes left. I just want to close on this note. The stress of this has to be enormous. I was in Atlanta the year that Jim Gray interviewed him at home plate in front of the whole world. It was an absolute hatchet job. Willie Mays, other people were upstairs in the press box area, suite area. at then Turner Field, and it was cringeworthy. It was cringeworthy. How has this guy handled the stress? I'm amazed that he's alive at 81, given he has been just, and I'm not trying to sound like an apologist. What he did was wrong, okay? Yeah. He's paid a huge price. But the stress of this, does he get into that at all?
Yes, he talks about the stress of it, but he talks about it while he's eating Skyline chili dogs. I don't know how he survived his diet, let alone the stress. but it has taken its toll. It's taken, you know, you meet, we extensively interview Pete Jr., which was a great interview. His son is just awesome. I think he's got the support of the, you know, he talks about it. He played for the fans, man. He is a down and dirty Cincinnati guy. And he played for those people. And so that he says it a number of times. He's like, they know who I am. My family, my friends know who I am. But this is the ultimate thing that a baseball player wants, is that, you know, to be in that good company at the Hall. And so he could have easily just sort of said, you know, F you, I don't care. He really does care, and he wants to get in. I think he should get in, and I it'll be interesting to see what everybody else thinks after hearing it from him.
Good job. Executive producer Greg Grunberg, again, the docuseries HBO, Charlie Hustle, The Matter of Pete Rose, debuts tonight. Greg, I'll hit it a few more times. Thank you very much. Good luck with it. We appreciate it. Hey, we'll be watching.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Greg Grunhard of HBO Sports. I'm Artie Terrell. This is Sports Overnight.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
All right, Sports Overnight America and our AFN, American Forces Network audience, will appreciate, as they do, everything Tyler has to say. But certainly, with the Olympic Games and Olympic soccer getting underway, we can get some context from this morning on a Wednesday morning into a early Thursday as we talk to you in the late night and the overnight as well. Just sheer insanity. I tell you, if Argentina's involved, it's not the fans, it's the craziness, but Argentina and Morocco – what a wild game. You know what, Tyler? I stumbled across this today. I didn't even know it was on, and I'm stumbling, you know, and then I'm seeing all the social media hits that the game was underway, Morocco out to a 2-0 lead. How crazy was this? Let's hear.
I mean, what a shocker. I was certainly not expecting a two-hour delay, VAR drama, fans storming the field, goals called back, people flying around, shots off the bar. I mean, this is pretty insane what we witnessed here today. I don't think I've ever seen something like this before. Argentina equalized in stoppage time, and absolute mayhem breaks loose. Fans are on the field. People are going crazy. They end up sending the players to the locker room and put them into a delay that lasts 2 hours, which is crazy. And following this, they come out because they realize that the game was not ended, that it was just suspended. And they rule the goal that was scored going into after this all broke loose. It was 2-2 coming out. They take the goal off the board after a 2 hour break because of VAR ruled it offsides. Granted, it was offsides. But this is insane. So now these players are coming out of this suspension thinking it's 2-2, it's level, and Morocco now has the lead, and they play 3 minutes after a two-hour break and inevitably wins the game, and it finishes 2-1. And that's just crazy, Marty. I mean, a two-hour break, and you know, how is that goal not ruled offsides prior to them going in? You know, because you have to think about the tactics closing out a game where you think it's a draw, there's 3 minutes left. You know, there has to be a major difference here, and I'm shocked at just how this all went down and how it was managed and how it was handled. And it, again, it's just, you know, it's another breakdown of security and, you know, unfortunately another Argentina game as well. I don't know what's going on there, but I mean, it's just, it's unacceptable again. And it's really tough to see. And, you know, obviously the Argentina fans will be gutted. The players will be gutted. And Morocco sneaks away with a 2-1 win after all that.
Yeah, it's craziness. Now, like the basketball games right now are just friendlies and we're getting underway. This match actually counted, did it not?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, today was the first day of group play for the men's Olympic soccer players. And there were some good games out there, honestly. And this one obviously is going to grab all the headlines just because of what ensued. And it's so crazy because that goal in stoppage time was also just like the most insane goal. Balls bouncing off the bar, getting headed around, deflections, everything, it goes in. Everyone loses their absolute minds. Because keep in mind, these are the U23 teams. For men's soccer, traditionally speaking, for the Olympics, it's the under-23 team that gets to play. And they're allowed to bring over a couple senior players as well. I believe it's three per team that are over the age of 23. So there are some guys mixed in here. But what that essentially means is, you know, this is an opportunity to play at the highest level for a lot of these kids who might not be there yet and their careers might not be playing on these bigger teams. So there's, you know, it's actually really cool. There's like a fresh intensity to it. So, you know, these players again are playing for everything. I mean, it's an Olympic gold medal. It's, you know, it's just that they're not used to playing in these big games yet. Because most of them are not at that stage where they're playing in Champions League finals, you know, in the top tiers of the Europe's five divisions, playing in the World Cup, playing at the Euros, the Copa. So it's an interesting dynamic, but yes, today was the first day of group stage play, and it was great.
Talking to Tyler Levine, staying on the soccer and the Olympic theme here for a few more moments. All right, so we're coming off Euro 2024. We're coming off Copa. It's a non-World Cup year, 2 years out. Now you've got Olympic soccer in the middle of it. Is this the meat between is this a nice soccer sandwich that they're going to serve up? How much is Olympic soccer resonating worldwide? And obviously, I care about what you say about the United States, too.
I mean, to be honest, like, I don't think I've ever really been into this Olympic soccer. But after today, I'm definitely going to be getting locked in. And what you just said is so true. Like, this is just the greatest summer ever for me, man. We got Copa, Euros right after the Champions League final, leading us into the Olympics. The season starts in like 2 weeks. It feels like there was just no off season this year. And man, that's a blessing, because certainly, you know, the summer is usually dry with just baseball going on as you wait, kind of wait for playoffs after just what's a crazy long season. And here we are. I mean, I feel like there's a game on every single day. This is amazing. I'm loving it.
Yeah, and I think NBC is going to give it its due, whether over the air coverage on any of the family tree of networks on the NBC Peacock app as well. I think it's going to be. I think the numbers are really going to surprise people. All right, speaking of that, let's switch gears. Olympic wise, we talked about this a little bit. You know, we're going to have developing situations, some that we anticipate, others that we don't. You know, you made a startling – I put it in my blog today. I did. You made a start. I want to see if you want to retract it. You think the men
– Hell no.
US, you don't think they're going to get gold. My
no,
Lord.
No. I think that they will win it ultimately. Like it,
all right. Like, I was going to say.
But – if I was going for the headline, I'm always going to go for the one with the good odds, saying, you know, U.S. men's basketball is going to win. There's no juice to that. So I'm going to own it, though. Like, I do think that they 100% could fall short. Like, I don't love what I'm seeing here. I referenced them not having, like, a true, you know, a Kobe Bryant that really, like, brings the guys together and is super intense and locked in and, like, is not there to play games. And I'm not saying that these guys are going to play with their food or are not here to play games. But I don't know. It just seems like more relaxed and like they feel like entitled to winning the gold and not that they have to go and actually accomplish that. And listen, I don't blame them. Like, they're the best players in the world. But you know, you have to make sure that the mentality is right. And again, I'm hoping that the two games that we saw were just chalked up to, hey, we're just out here to get loose and get used to the ball. And, you know, we're not going to give it 100%. But I just find that hard to believe leading into an Olympics where, you know, everything is on the line for you. If you don't win, it's a bust. So I'm super intrigued, though. I'm excited to watch them play. I hope that they really lock in and dial it in. I want to see them blow some guys out. And I think that that first game is going to be really ultimately what determines how this is going to go for them. I think that they need to come out in this first game and absolutely blow the doors off. The starters through the whole game. And make everyone, you know, make it known that we are here. And, you know, what you saw against South Sudan and Germany, that's nothing. And get ready for what's coming for you. Because, you know, I always think back to USA and Spain in that game where Kobe Bryant started off the first quarter of that game and drove his shoulder through Pau Gasol's chest and set the tone and said, I don't care that we're teammates. We're here to win this gold medal. And I think that that mentality needs to, you know, be the mentality that this team has if we're going to take it home, because these teams are much better than we think.
You know, that's funny you mentioned that, because that's where I was going with my in my next line of questioning here, because, and we remember that play and we remember Kobe and what it meant. We remember what it was like when, you know, Bird and Jordan, they took it very serious. But recent, you know, renditions of the U.S. quote unquote Olympic dream teams, if you will, have been accused of not taking it serious, you know, that, and it's not that it wasn't serious, but, you know, just kind of enjoying their favoritism to the point where maybe a level of arrogance. And I've heard it said before, these other teams, they're not down 10 points like everybody thinks before the game starts. A lot of people think, well, you know, the USA team comes out of the tunnel. These other teams from other countries are not intimidated because they're playing with house money. Nobody expects them to win. And so they're more, if for the lack of a better characterization, loosey-goosey. The onus is on these guys. On this group of players. And it, to me, it's incumbent upon LeBron and Curry and Davis and any number one of these guys to come out and throttle people, and yet they let teams hang around. So which rendition are we getting? The arrogant lot, or are we going to get a team that's going to play with a sense of urgency and make a statement during these games?
I mean, that's what I want to see, man. Like, I just feel like, and I don't know if it's just this generation of players and things have changed mentality-wise and everyone's friends and, you know, it's good to have it lighthearted, yada, yada. Like, I want to see these guys mean mugging, walking around like, you can't mess with us. Like, I want to see arrogance. I don't want to see this, like, nice buddy-buddy, oh, we're at the Olympics, yada, yada. And again, it's, you know, we talk about Kobe, like that's what it was when they, you know, when they came back for revenge. And that's ultimately what this is. Like Germany beat us and eliminated us. I don't know if it was the World Championships or the last Olympics. But you know, I don't know how that's not like on the bulletin board and like I don't want to see them smiling. You know what I mean? I don't want to say it like that. Like I want them to have a good time, but like, I hope that we get to see this intense version. Like, I hope they come out and just blow people off, you know, blow people out. Because they're obviously the best players in the world, and they know that. And I think they need to, you know, ultimately remind people that right off the bat in the first game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fascinating to watch. I hope so. And I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't mind seeing a upset or two along the way. Yeah. It's going to be very, very interesting. But I think all the pressure's on the U.S. And there's going to be some teams that are going to be, you know, I think up to the task here a little bit. And I don't think every game. I mean, there's going to be their share of blowouts. Serbia in the opener, you know, should be decided. In fact, does the Serbia game count now, or is that still in the kind of the pre-Olympic mode yet? Do you know?
I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not either.
I believe the next game they play though is. I believe, you know, opening ceremonies have happened and everything, and like the games that are coming up are legitimate, you know, group stage or whatever it's called games, but I'll double check that.
Yep, I appreciate that. If you were going there, what would you go to see? If you couldn't just see the basketball, obviously we'd go see the soccer. I'm telling you right now, I can't wait to see Ledecky in the pool. We talked about this earlier this week. I think we're going to see some just potential historic. I mean, I think Phelps, I think Spitz, she's amazing in the pool. You know, I thought you made an excellent point yesterday. I worry about Schauffele, though, and the United States team. A little bit of a letdown. Perhaps not. We know that the you know, these European countries, they're going to enjoy a little home soil. I think golf, you know, and then the gymnastics with Biles and some of these other stars, I think we're in for a great Olympiad. I really do. Give me a quick hit.
Yeah, I love the Olympics, man. It's just so cool to watch a lot of the sports that you just don't normally watch and get to see these people compete for, you know, the highest honor in a lot of their respective sports. And, you know, I love the high diving, ironically enough. Like, that's one of my favorite things, the table tennis, too. Because we've all played ping pong, man. And you watch these guys and girls and you're like, holy, I mean, this is a whole different ballgame what they're doing over here. But I'm so excited. I really do dial into the Olympics and I thoroughly enjoy watching it. The golf is probably, I mean, it just has to be my favorite thing that's going to be here. Like, it's so cool that there, you know, after a 100-year break, we get to see Olympic golf. And, you know, a lot of the great players that we watched growing up, you know, never competed for a gold medal. And it's so cool that it's back and in the way that it is with the players that are playing.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if you had a quiet moment and you had a one-on-one interview with Xander Schauffele, I would want to ask him, where would Olympic gold stack up against his two major victories this year? What do you think he'd say?
I'd have to say, knowing Xander, he'd probably say the Olympic gold medal because it was for his country. Yeah. And I'm trying to put myself in his shoes. Like, that's so tough because the other side of that coin is – like, he waited for a long time to get that win and to get that major and to do it twice in a year and to do it the way he did with the second one at the Open on Sunday, shooting that 65 in those conditions, best players in the world, you know, chasing you. That's super difficult to match up against.
Yeah, I would almost want him to say, you know, the Olympic gold would be a cherry on top of the sundae, but those two major wins, I worked very hard for them. And I think I would respect that answer if he put those two individual accomplishments ahead of an individual that becomes a country award. Interesting. Tyler, good job out of you, pal. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Water off a duck's back. He does a great job, Tyler.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
All right, down the home stretch we go. A little afternoon baseball from earlier today. How about Colorado? Now, the Rockies, you want to talk about a goofy, less than, 18-hour period. The Red Sox on Tuesday night shut them out 6-0. Final score just in. Rockies 20, Red Sox 7. Football-like score at Coors Field. My Lord. And I don't want to hear, it's the atmosphere. The Red Sox pitching is brutal right now. Brutal. 1-5 road trip. Come out of the All-Star break, you have a great first half, and then you get contract extension talks that they're going to, commence and have started with Alex Cora, and they come out. Now, granted, two of the losses in Los Angeles against the Dodgers were a disgrace. And the Colorado situation was ugly, but my Lord, 1-5 on this road trip, three in LA and three in Colorado. And you got one win in Colorado to show for it. Now you can sit there and Kenley Jansen, I think the Red Sox are going to trade three. I think you're going to see Pivetta gone. I think you'll see Jansen gone. And I'm trying to think of the other name that I saw, which made sense. It escapes me at the moment. But, that's where we go next. Next week we'll be talking, the trading deadline. And I think it's going to be very, very active. I mean, the Orioles are talking about making some deals. And they're going to have to give up Mountcastle or some decent talent to get some people in there. So we shall see how that all shakes out. But I think the Cubs are going to, cut payroll. We're going to see some big names, I think, move. So we'll keep an eye on that. All right, great job out of the whole crew. Thank you to DJ Shields. Excellent job out of him. Greg Renberg, executive producer, HBO, and the Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose documentary. And, of course, Tyler Levine. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks to Dom Jimenez as well. Back at it tomorrow here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.